From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
I also want to thank the Iranian authorities for their cooperation and quick response. These are always situations which, as everybody here knows, have an ability, if not properly guided, to get out of control.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday 200 U.S. Special Operations Forces have arrived in Iraq. The U.S. forces are there to bolster Iraqi forces fighting to retake areas controlled by the Islamic State group. The U.S. defense chief made the announcement at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, speaking to soldiers who will soon deploy to Iraq. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been arrested in connection with the recent suicide bombing that killed 10 German tourists and wounded 15 other people. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said police arrested four more suspects on Wednesday, adding that the Islamic State links to the attack had been confirmed. Meanwhile, German Interior Minister Tomas de Mazari, who traveled to Istanbul immediately after the attack, told reporters there is no sign that Germans were specifically targeted. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kuyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. There has been no official claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. The U.S. announced plans to expand its refugee admissions program with a goal of providing more assistance to Central Americans. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the expansion Wednesday as he outlined U.S. foreign policy goals for the year. Investigators in Belgium have identified two more locations that they believe were used as safe houses by suspects in November's Paris terrorist attacks. Lisa Bryant reports.
Belgium's federal prosecutor's office said Wednesday the residences include an apartment in the city of Charleroi and a house in the town of Auvelé. Investigators had already identified a third location, an apartment in Brussels, last week. They said they found a fingerprint there of key suspect Salah Abdeslam, who remains at large. In new developments, they announced DNA traces of Paris attacker Bilal Hadfi, who blew himself up, and of suspected ringleader Abdelhamid Abaoud, who was later killed by police outside Paris. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a gun and bomb attack Wednesday near the Pakistani consulate in Jalalabad killed seven security personnel and wounded 10 other people. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility. The provincial police chief told reporters the three attackers targeted the Pakistani consulate and planned to enter the facility from an adjacent guest house, but he said security forces surrounded the house and killed them in a two-hour gunfight. Pakistan said Wednesday it has arrested several individuals belonging to the Jaish-e-Mohammed militant group. Indian authorities suspect the group masterminded an assault earlier this month on an Indian airbase. The arrests were made on the basis of information India shared with Pakistan about the attack on the Pathankot Air Base near the Pakistani border. Pakistani police and hospital officials say a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23. Doctors said five of the wounded were listed in critical condition. They say the death toll could rise. Chinese authorities have arrested several prominent human rights lawyers on charges of state subversion. The arrests are part of a crackdown on critics and activists. The organizer of the Ugandan presidential debate scheduled for Friday says the debate will proceed as planned, despite reports that President Yoweri Museveni may pull out. A group of 180 Cubans have left Costa Rica, flying to El Salvador. It's part of a program designed to help migrants on their way to the United States. FIFA, the world governing body for football, has dismissed a top aide, Jerome Volke, of President Sepp Blatter, who is implicated in a corruption scandal. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.